another area, health insurance. The world's largest retailer plans to work with DirectHealth.com, an online health insurance comparison site and agency, to allow shoppers to compare coverage options and enroll in Medicare plans or the public exchange plans created under the Affordable Care Act. The strategy is another step into insurance marketing as the retailer tries to use its mammoth size to expand beyond food and other basics at a time of sluggish traffic and sales. It also could help Walmart compete with drugstore chains such as Walgreens and CVS, which are rapidly adding healthcare services. Walmart says the program targets shoppers who have been confused by the enrollment process and about their health insurance programs. They include those whose employers scaled back coverage to those who don't have any insurance. That has sent customers shopping around on various healthcare sites or on various kiosks that are set up by specific insurance companies. With Walmart program called Healthcare Begins Here, customers can enroll online, by phone, or at 2,700 of Walmart's more than 4,000 stores starting on October 10th. The stores will be staffed with independent insurance agents from DirectHealth.com. In April, Walmart teamed up with AutoInsurance.com to let shoppers quickly find and buy insurance policies online. DirectHealth.com and AutoInsurance.com are owned and operated by TransUtary Insurance Solutions, LLC, which is a subsidiary of Transact of Fort Lee, New Jersey, which set up Transutary specifically to work with Walmart. Walmart won't receive commissions on health coverage sales and hopes to benefit partly by luring customers into stores. Direct Health is absorbing most of the cost to operate the program. Labid Daib, Senior Vice President and President of Walmart's Health and Wellness Division, told the Associated Press. Walmart plans to launch a TV, radio, and in-store promotions campaign this month. Since 2005, Walmart has hosted health insurance agents from individual insurers in stores to field questions and enroll customers, but Diab said that with the Affordable Care Act, shoppers found the search for coverages more complicated. He cited outside research that shows that more than 60% of people have difficulty understanding their health insurance options, and nearly 40% feel they picked the wrong plan after enrollment. "We saw a greater need to bring more transparency and simplicity," Diab said. He noted that the strategy is also part of Walmart's strategy to build businesses in wellness and health care. But he's also counting on the program to bring in more customers to the store. "The more we can broaden the assortment, the more we can educate our customer, the better off we will be," he said. As part of Walmart's expansion into healthcare, it is testing 11 healthcare clinics run by Walmart itself that offer primary care such as health screenings and management of chronic conditions like diabetes. That's different from its 100 leased healthcare clinics in its stores that focus on the basic services like flu shots. Inset here on how it works. The Walmart Health Insurance Program works this way. For customers over 65, DirectHealth.com offers access to more than 1,700 plans from 12 carriers, including Aetna, Cigna, Humana, and United Healthcare during the Medicare open enrollment period, which runs from October 15th through December 7th. For customers under the age of 65, DirectHealth.com offers access to thousands of health exchange plans from more than 300 carriers, and that open enrollment is from November 15th through February 15th. Customers can compare